You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm Wes Ray.
I'm Amy Alpers.
And I'm Anthony Steves.
You guys, happy birthday.
Woo!
It is our big one-year anniversary, you guys. You've Woo-hoo! Been with us for 24
happy
episodes.
Cha-cha-cha.
You've learned a lot. We're excited. We're going to do some reminiscing. We're going to look back and talk about some of our favorite This Is Stockton moments. We're going to give you some, you know, some reasons to go back and re-listen to some of your favorite episodes, some reasons to go tell your friends about the podcast and, you know, share some stories and memories and things you've learned. And we're just very excited. Most of all, we're very grateful for all of you listeners who have been supporting us, who are now, we were joking about it the other day about our follower count and how we have little This Is Stockton disciples around town now spreading the good word.
So we can't believe it's like been that. 24 episodes already.
24
I mean, this
episodes.
Is number 25. It's crazy. And we're so happy to have all of our listeners out there and appreciative for all the shares and likes and subscribes and all of that, because it makes us happy and it makes producer Adam happy too. So
it makes producer Adam very happy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wes, why don't you, because not everyone's been here since the beginning. Why don't you remind people why we are doing this and what the story is behind this podcast?
So we're Visit Stockton, right? We're the tourism promotion organization here in Stockton, but this is not necessarily a podcast for tourists, right? This is really a podcast focused about our community for our community, right? So we want our listeners to better know and appreciate the Stockton area here. It's about the people and the places and the small businesses and the activities and things to do. So really it helps, you know, our locals take more pride in our city, but also become more knowledgeable, right? We want you to kind of learn something every episode and go, oh, I did not know that. Either it's our interviewee, or Anthony's pop culture moment. We feel like we do give you some nuggets of trivia here and there. So it's really, we're excited to just celebrate the people, not just things to do, but the people in Stockton too. So that's what we're here for, to kind of share those people here.
That's what we're here for. And we were looking back on our 24 episodes and we're trying to decide like, okay, what is it that we've done? What have we touched base on over the past year? And you guys, we have talked about all sorts of stuff. We talked about events. We've talked about restaurants. We've talked about small businesses from, you know, barbershops to coffee shops. We've talked to all the local sports teams at the local professional sports teams, which is really cool. We've talked to local celebrities. We had, you know, Brandon Leak on the podcast. We've talked to some just really inspiring people that we didn't know their stories about. I'm not going to say anything because I'm sure one of my guys is going to want to talk about that later on in the episodes. But we've done a lot, and it's just, we're so happy to be able to be this voice for the attractions and the businesses and just the personalities of this town and be able to spread some of the good news that's happening. So we're pretty proud of ourselves for all the diversity of the content that we have shared over the past 24 episodes. So yeah, that was Anthony physically patting himself on the back.
Yeah,
very limber. He wasn't a photo shoot for us last week and he was doing yoga, his first yoga class. So
Fantastic.
He's still he's still
Hawaiian
reaping the benefits
shorts.
In his
That's
Hawaiian
right.
shorts.
Yeah, my style.
Yeah. But yeah, we will be asking later in this episode, maybe for some ideas and suggestions. So while you're listening, think about that. And as we're reminiscing through our favorite episodes and our top episodes, like, let us know who you want to hear, because we have covered so much. We were going through the list today. We're like 24 episodes and we've kind of run the gamut of just the variety's been great. I'm happy that we have touched every base, and we've had a lot of episodes where we're just us talking about Visit
Gabbin
stuff. Yeah, just Gabbin.
Just Gabbin. I know. I was just looking again. We covered a bunch of like big local events. We have all sorts of stuff. And episodes like this every now and then where it's just us talking about Stockton stuff is very fun for us too, because we obviously all are very passionate about this city and are, you know, choosing to do this podcast, to be here, to work for Visit Stockton. So it's fun for us to get to share some of the things that keep us excited and whatnot.
Right.
So,
well, let's get to it.
Let's do it. All right, you guys, I'll ask the question. So, Wes, what has been your favorite episode or guest so far?
So I'm going to share two.
Of course you are.
Yes. And I expect you all to do the same and okay. also explain why. And I want you to, no, just, that's it. That's enough. So I have two, it's like picking your favorite children. I do have one, but I mean, it's like that. Cause they're all, we've had so many good ones. But the two that I like the most, okay, I'm going to just start with Stockton Soul. I just, our conversation with Darcy, just, it wasn't just all about Stockton Soul. Number one, you know, their history, we really kind of got in some deep, heartwarming moments there. We really touched upon some more personal subjects, which I just loved about that, but also Stockton Soul's story kind of coming out through the pandemic and then our ability to showcase him at our first Flavor Fest. I don't know. I just loved our interview with Darcy. She was fantastic.
We're kind of obsessed with Stockton Soul, I feel like, in this office. Yeah,
we just talked about them yesterday.
Boys and girls. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you haven't had a chance to see them, you got to go see Stockton Soul or re-listen to that episode. Because it really is a special episode. And then my second favorite, and again, this is hard, but I would say Michael's Heavenly Sweets.
That's a great episode.
You know, first of all, it's Michael, right? I mean, he is just, I mean, if you could see the smile through the microphone, he's just contagious in that way. But also just, you know, what he's done since he kind of retired from his first career, starting this home-based business, making some amazing sweets, because I can tell you, he was a regular stop for me at Flavor Fest. I had the peach pound cake, I had cookies, I had chocolate covered bacon, and that was just one day.
Flavor Fest was only 3 days, you guys. It was only 3 days. Yeah. Just, but also, I walked by his booth again. Yeah.
He's doing these financial literacy classes. He's got his little cool dad's club. And I mean, he has a passion for the city. So I actually saw him yesterday at Tie Me Up. At lunch, he popped in there. So he's just a cool dude. So those are my top two, Stockton Soul and Michael's Heavenly Sweets. But I have other favorites, but those are only two I'm talking about today.
You'll have to ask Wes in person his other favorites. Anthony, how about you? Favorite guests or episodes so far?
Listen, since Wes had two, I'm going to have two. So I'm going to follow in those footsteps. One would be the topic, and that was when we unveiled our Fantastic Four Stockton campaign. Fun.
Shocking that came from Anthony.
Right? From your resident comic movie nerd over here. I just always loved the fact that the history that ties back to Stan Lee about Stockton being their home. And I nerded out big time the first time I read that. And so just to have the privilege of us being a part of this campaign and putting it out on the map. So to at least have it known to everyone that, hey, this was their home in the comics. Stan said so. So we have all the evidence for it. And it was
Stan said,
and the whole Joe Field and Al Greco history. It's fantastic.
You know what I heard yesterday? And I think this is happening, but you know, the road that's behind the Stockton Arena, Ring Road, they're putting pole banners up there that say home of the original Central City or home of the Fantastic Four.
Heck on
the
yeah, that's awesome.
See?
So, yeah.
I think we had a part of that.
Time there's flags, even when we put up the flags at Flavor Fest, like our dory poles around the point, like along the water, it looks so sick. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways.
And my second would be guest, and that was Orlando, aka Rhymesaurus.
So cool.
Love his vibe, what he's doing, how he's teaching hip hop to kids. I mean, especially now since we are now in the 50th anniversary of hip hop. So it's very cool to see how he's presenting it to kids, to where they're learning while also feeling the vibe of it and like the roots of hip hop music. And it was also fun to hear Amy and Wes say their favorite hip hop artist when I brought that question upon them. So that was cool too.
And being a transplant, you know, from Brooklyn to Stockton, I mean, this dude has a ton of passion for this city.
Oh, yeah.
I just love it. I mean, he just helped us out with a photo shoot recently. His daughter was a model. She did phenomenal. And then we just talked about him yesterday in the office also for a project we're working on for Visit California. So cool dude, that was a great episode, and he did some freestyle rap for us too.
Right there, yep, you did.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. Go back and listen to it. That was super cool.
Yeah,
and now you all are noticed. If any of you podcast hosts are listening, we just keep talking about you. You're just on our minds all the time. Back in the office, we're obsessed with you now. And thanks for asking, guys. I'll now tell you my two top favorite.
Oh, hey Amy, what are your top two favorite?
So I loved doing the restaurant episode that we did in January. And we didn't have a guest on that episode, but my husband helped us write some questions that Wes and I went back and forth about, you know, where's the place you go when it's your birthday, or what's the best place you've been to that you can get a meal for under $10, and kind of questions like that. And I wasn't sure if people were going to like be into the episode like that, but I heard from some of my friends and stuff. They were like, dude, it was awesome because you guys both go to like these all very interesting places across town. So it's not, you know, the places that people often think of or what have you. So that was a really fun episode. And then I feel like the whole time we were just like, oh my God, that sounds so good. Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
I feel like that's an episode, I don't know how we're going to do it, but I feel like that needs to be an annual thing. I think we just need to talk about food every year in January because that's kind of what we do anyway. So I think it deserves its own podcast. I just don't know how we name it. We'll figure
Ian
it out.
Ian will figure it out. Yeah. Ian can fix it for us. He's on it. We made Ian help us with this one. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Okay. And then it was kind of hard for me to pick my other favorite, but I realized The Catalyst was an early episode that we had, but it was the first time that I was personally like super connected to a place that we were talking about. So, and I didn't really know Saul all that well, the owner, but I go to The Catalyst. That is where I go do yoga. And I love the space. So getting to really find out his history, also a transplant to the communities from the Bay Area. Him and his wife came out here, and he's an engineer by day and is an artist in his free time. I mean, he's an artist all the time, but you know what I mean? So now it gave him a place to display work, to work with local artists, to display stuff, to have these like wellness classes and yoga classes. So that was really special to me, that I feel like I just got to like know this space more and make me appreciate it more and blah, blah, blah. So I loved that episode. Shout out.
Yeah,
to
that
the
was
Catalyst.
A cool one. And we actually just went back to his place for a photo shoot. We keep, you know, once you're on the podcast.
Be prepared. If you agree to be on the podcast, you.
We're family now.
You're stuck. Yeah. Okay, so, producer Adam. Yeah.
Let's put him on the spot live from Utah.
Adam.
Producer Adam, what's your favorite episode? And also, Adam didn't get to prepare for this. He didn't even know he was going to be on this. And then his microphone was super echoey. And I was like,
gotcha.
We're going to need you to fix that. Yeah.
We're only allowed to have echoey microphones.
That's our stuff.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah, that's fair. Exactly. I'm also going to say two. And
okay, perfect.
So just sticking with the theme. The first one is one of our first episodes. Is the Stockton Con episode.
Nice.
As another guy who really is into superhero comics and, you know, pop culture and stuff like that, I loved that Stockton Con episode and having Mike on talking about the whole event and all the guests that they're going to have there. And it was, you know, it released around this time. So it's kind of fitting, but it was a fun episode. We definitely got started on the right foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with that one.
For that was a very fun episode. And that was the first time Adam had to deal with us for recording. Oh, boy, what did I do?
Rubbing his temples.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Aww.
And then my second one, I'm also a big sports fan. So I was debating on, because like the Ports episode was really fun. It's really, honestly, it's kind of like a tie between the Stockton Kings and the Stockton Ports.
Love it.
Because. Well, it was cool having like a, you know, a former NBA player who played in the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals in Bobby Jackson.
Yeah, we were all pretty jazzed about that. Mm-hmm. We're a little nervous, a little excited.
Yeah. It was really, really fun. And then the Ports is just really cool because, I don't know, I have a soft spot in my heart for minor league baseball. It's just really fun. And it was cool to learn more about the team and like what they do. And the different events. And I was a big fan of that episode.
We wondered, Adam, we were like, is Adam going to remember? Like if we put him on the spot, and then we were like, oh yeah, Adam's the one who has to listen and splice and dice all these things together for us. So he's, if anything, he's going to remember all the episodes way better than we do. So
he stayed true. It was his comic book. And then it was Bull Durham for the Talking Ports. There you go.
There you go.
I don't know if Adam knows, but you know, Bobby Jackson moved on in the Kings organization, but now we have a female coach and a female GM for team operations. So the first coach and GM female duo in the G League.
First female.
So we're excited about
group.
That. So
that's really cool.
Hopefully, maybe we'll talk about that later this season.
Yeah.
Also, I was happy that you mentioned The Catalyst because I feel like that's an underrated episode.
I do too.
All right. So you heard it first.
Go listen
to it
now.
Go to yoga Tuesdays at 5:30 with my friend Carrie. That's
plug. Anyways, you got to charge somebody for that.
Yeah.
I'll go tonight and I won't pay for class. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Top episodes, you guys. We had producer Adam go into the vault and tell us
sound effects.
What our top five episodes by listens are.
So are we going to go through this? We're going to make producer Adam do it.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us producer Adam or do you want us to
do it? We'll start with five.
Sure.
Ascending
number five.
Number five. Number five. 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 Five.
This is Stockton during the holidays.
Oh.
I did like
that one. Basically, I know. It was like, what kind of booze do you drink in the holidays?
Yep.
Now? Yeah.
Holly jolly.
People are into that.
That was very sweet.
It was a great episode because there are so many activities to do, but we also got to talk about our personal things that we like to do. Mm-hmm. So no, that I did like that one a lot.
Yeah, we got to learn about Anthony's passion for decorating.
That's right.
In that episode.
The Griswold comes out.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
And that was a fun episode too, because it wasn't specific to like Christmas or holiday time, whatever, of 2022. It was for, it could be any time, like holiday season. Because a lot of the events and things we talked about were annual stuff. So you can certainly go back and start planning. Oh, it is July while we're recording this, Christmas in July.
Oh, look at that.
I know. That's a whole thing now. I mean,
I know. I just watched
some TV show. What was I watching? Oh, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I got sucked into it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. My mom, I went to her house yesterday and she had a Hallmark Christmas movies on because they do Christmas in July. I was like, oh, thank God, Mom. It's like, she was like, don't worry though. They have a channel where they play all year round.
I have a slight rager toward Hallmark from 2 years ago when they started their Christmas marathons in October.
Oh,
they're on my territory.
Anthony doesn't talk Christmas until Halloween is done.
Exactly. So they stepped on my territory. So from now on, Hallmark and I, now I'm at war.
We're like 98 days from Halloween, I think.
You hear me, Hallmark?
Get here first.
Or at this recording time. All right. What do we got for number four?
Number four is This Is Stockton Celebrates Local Restaurants.
Oh, look at me. Made the list.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're one of your favorites, Amy. And also another Visit Stockton team episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, another one. That's why I think when we talked about it as one of your favorites that, you know, we could do that again because dining here is, we've got such a diverse scene and we're always got new restaurants opening and sometimes we have some that go away. So I think there could be some opportunities to revisit food and maybe we could do like some guest suggestions or not guests.
Ooh,
but,
that'd be fun.
Listener or suggestions, some lists. You know? Yeah. I think we got to work on that. We got some time. 4 months, 5 months. So,
months.
I totally dig that one too. It made me hungry the whole time.
I know. That was a good one. And I did go to one of the places I promised I would go to. I went to Jimmy's Sushi and it was delicious. So we went on New Year's Eve. Nope, it was New Year's Day. So we were spent from New Year's Eve. And it was like, what do we do? And we spent like, there was like eight of us and we spent like $150 on like, and it was trays of sushi and we ate all day off this stuff. It was so good.
Yeah. Like, Jimmy's is a dive bar for those who did not listen to this episode. It is a dive bar. So, but it also ranks number one, I think, for sushi on Yelp. So it doesn't, it's not logical, but yes. It's, and it's, I said I was going to go to Maharaja and I have yet to do that. So,
but we will. He told us we're going for a team lunch. So there you
go. Go there for a team lunch because they just brought lunch buffet back and I do love an Indian buffet.
I love a buffet.
I did go to Geneva.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
That was good.
And I bet the ambiance in there. I've never been inside of there. I've had many Geneva sandwiches, ambiance but I've never been inside.
It's a tight fit because it's not a very large place. Obviously, it was built 100 years ago, so they weren't really planning on crowds. And it's mainly like the counter service because I went in there recently, ordered some bread there. And yeah, it was pretty busy, people waiting on their sandwiches. Oh, they're so good. I just think about
they're
that.
They're so good.
Yes.
Damn. All look right. at us go.
Number three.
Number three is This Is StocktonCon.
Yeah.
Cool.
Producer Adam is one of his favorites.
Well, Nerds Unite.
First, second episode.
It was, technically for those behind the scenes, it was the first episode we recorded, but it was episode two.
Pay no attention to the man behind
because
the curtain.
Because we had to get it out before StocktonCon and we were in a hurry.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it was a good episode.
Because like
we didn't know what the hell, like if you listen to that episode and listen to our current episodes, there it does feel a little different. We don't really start out the episode the same way. It felt a little different. Remember, we don't
re-listen to it. I don't remember us ever sounding any different.
Pilot episode.
Maybe that's my own ego. I'm like, I think we've been this good the whole time. Yeah.
Once the network picked it up, we just really ran with it.
There it was, Pilots are always different.
We're hired, yeah.
Yes. Oh, we really got to take this stuff seriously.
Oh, my God.
All right. What is number two?
Two.
Number two is This Is Stockton, the first episode.
Oh, that makes sense. I like that.
So that is our foundational episode where we talk about ourselves. We talk about what our plan. I need to re-listen to make sure we're doing what we said we're going to do. But it's kind of where we start off with just talking about why we're doing a podcast and who we are and who Visit Stockton is. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. And it is the very first one when you subscribe on Apple or Spotify. It's the first episode you see. So it does not surprise me. It is in that number two slot. So if you want to get to know who the heck these crazy, wacky people are.
Yeah, really.
Hit up episode one.
From the episode description, we said we were going to take a dive into historic or what makes Stockton so interesting, landmarks, professional sports teams, and year-round family fun, festivals, events.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Talk about our favorite spots and things to look forward to in Stockton. I think we did that.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it hit the number two spot. I mean, geez, something.
Yeah, you people love it. So.
Come on.
I mean, yes, the listeners do not lie. Yes, all right, should we drum roll?
The number one episode of This Is Stockton.
It is?
This is Taloa's Bakery.
Yep.
That one of my favorites. Mariah was, first of all, gosh. Smiles galore, right? And such a great personality. Another great transplant story. We have a lot of those in This Is Stockton podcast world, but also just kind of her passion for the community, the Filipino community, and the fact that she makes yummy goodies is always a plus. And again, another person that we've used and abused since she's been on the podcast.
That's right.
We were fortunate to have her cinnamon rolls at our tourism breakfast this year. They were,
so good.
Whoa.
Oh my God, ube rolls. so good.
And then she was one of our cooking demo chefs at Stockton Flavor Fest. Did a phenomenal job.
Yep.
Made ube donuts and
crinkle cookies.
She's funny.
And something else too.
Really funny. You know, a little PG-13, but yeah, she was good.
She's very funny. And all the groups that she represents, her organization's called Community Hub with a K.
Yeah, she does. And that the Filipino festival.
Yep, exactly. And then I will just give a shout out on Mariah's episode that the Stockton pop culture moment was Stockton's spooky history. So it was one of Anthony's most favorite topics to talk
about,
Stockton's haunting. So that may have contributed to part of the episode's success as well.
The part, I mean, obviously, we should take 99% of the credit for how good the episode was, but honestly, Mariah shared the heck out of that episode.
Yeah, she did.
It's actually Mariah's supporters who really made that number one. So kudos to Mariah, and thank you for sharing the This Is Stockton podcast episode.
Thank you, Mariah.
Really, we saw those in the analytics right away after that episode that, wow, Mariah's got some fans out there.
Mariah's got some fans.
The loyal.
So, no, we thank her very much for being our guest and for making the number – congratulations for making the number one spot. On the top five, This Is Stockton podcast.
This Is Stockton. All right. The top five. Love it. So next question. We'll go to Anthony first. Why not?
Hi there.
So Anthony, what are some of the new or interesting things that you've learned about Stockton from doing this podcast?
The fantastic. No, I'm kidding.
Is this record broken?
Fantastic. No. Learning about actually some of the famous women athletes from Stockton who came out of the area on our sports, one of our sports episodes with Lee from Stockton Cargo, including Kathy Ferguson, the Olympic gold medalist swimmer, Jackie Gemelos, Dolores Wilson. Those are WNBA stars and baseball stars. And of course, Gianna Hall of the Stockton Cargo, who is now going to be playing for the Panama women's national team.
We love it.
Yeah, and I think some of the things that I have learned, actually, most of them come from Anthony's pop culture moment. And I really encourage our listeners to stay on. I know it's towards the end of the episodes, and we see you sometimes drop off. We look at the numbers. We know what you're doing out there.
I see you.
But Anthony would appreciate it if you'd hang on there, because he is. If you're looking for trivia nuggets and to impress your friends at the bar, Anthony's pop culture moment is where you do that at.
Anthony doesn't want to lose his job, guys.
No, please.
But I, you know, one of the ones that Anthony did about the civil rights movement and Pacific's place in that, University of the Pacific, and Angela Davis being there as a, I guess, not really a speaker, but a someone that was part of that movement that came to present, I guess, or speak at the university was a cool thing. But there's so many, like the haunted stuff, the movies, the just every, there's a lot of random stuff that Anthony finds and that he brings up, you know, pulls out of the history books. Mm-hmm. A lot of it really about our cultural history and the story that we have to tell the city. So no, I really do dig the pop culture moments. And so that is always a learning moment for me, because we actually, Amy and I mean, at least me, I usually don't know what's coming out of Anthony's mouth until I hear it here.
Keep on their toes. Do you know the X-Men were here too?
What? Mine is also an Anthony pop culture moment. So I did not know anything about the history of Banner Island, but we found out it got its name because, and I might butcher this, but so Anthony or Wes can correct me if I scramble this up, but there were some Confederate loyalists in our area, and they put up a bunch of Confederate flags around Banner Island, which is where the port stadium is. And Captain Weber and his men were on Weber Point. And so as a rebuttal, Captain Weber being like, not in my town, he stuffed one of those Confederate flags in a cannon, shot it into the Delta, and then shot 13 cannons to represent the 13 states of the, what's that called?
The colonies.
The colonies.
Yeah.
And shot them over to where the Confederate flags were hanging. So, and then replace them with American flags. So banners, flags, et cetera.
And Banner Island is called Banner Island today, even though it's not an island anymore, but that's the home of the Stockton Ports, is where Banner Island was.
Love it.
Now I now have an idea for a commercial for myself of me just randomly at a bar telling people random Stockton history.
Yes.
Did you that know? Would be so funny.
Did you
funny.
Know the Banner Island? People just enjoying their drinks.
And yeah. I'm something.
Okay, no, we can have our own like Stockton trivia game. We got to work on that. Maybe we end every episode with a trivia question that we answer in the next episode just to keep you, I don't know.
Me squeezing into someone's booth that's already overpacked. Hey, did you guys hear about the... No.
Are you familiar with the civil rights movement? Okay, producer Adam, I know everything you've learned in the past year is new information about Stockton, because you didn't know anything about Stockton before you met us.
Can't fake this. Come on.
Is there anything that stands out to you that was news or interesting over the past 24 episodes?
It's funny because I was actually going to say Banner Island Ballpark, because that's such a cool story.
Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a very predictable person.
All right. And now we are going to move on and fill you in on some updates about things we have planned for the future of this podcast. So one of the things we've discussed internally quite a bit is the future of the events section of this podcast. And we have decided to cut the events section. So something we want to do is make these episodes more evergreen, which basically means that they're timeless. We see a drop off at the end of some of these episodes. But of course, you know, like you heard in our top list, the This Is Stockton Con is one of our top episodes. And that is the first episode we ever recorded. So by the time you catch on to our podcast and you start listening to it, the events that we talked about in August of last year are no longer relevant to you as a new listener. So we're thinking, hey, we'll just send everyone to the website. You can find more about our events there. And we will keep these episodes fresh and as relevant as we can. So they're shareable and whatnot.
Timeless
beauties, timeless voices, all those sorts of things. So speaking of beauty, this was a question for you, producer Adam. Which one of us is the cutest? No.
Please answer yes, no, maybe.
Yes, no, maybe. Do you want to date me?
F Mary Kill? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Damn, I wish. You in the comments, you tell us. F Mary Kill, Amy West, or Anthony.
I was if not you can ready see my that, face right now.
Oh, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for these social media comments.
I am embarrassed.
speaking of our faces, producer Adam, can we, I know we see ourselves on video when we're recording this, but do you get like a feed of our, like, could you record us while we're doing this? Because we're like, should we be on YouTube?
Because here's my thought process,
yes,
producer Adam, is that one of the great distribution channels that we're missing is YouTube. And I feel like we've got to work towards the direction of, I know people don't necessarily want to see us, and you can just listen to YouTube too. You don't have
that
to.
Might not be true, Wes.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you know. Anyway, so that's been a thought. Office. Like, I don't know, our listeners can chime in on our Instagram page too, and let us know if they'd like us to do something where they can actually see us. But anyway, producer Adam talked about the technology and logistics about showing our pretty faces.
Ooh. Well, so if you do want to do that, and this is more of an off-air discussion, but
nope.
Come
on.
Air now. On air. No pressure. This is going to cost you a lot more.
Yeah. Than keep it on tape.
So the platform that we use to record can record video and audio at the same time. Okay. And you get, you get MP4 videos of all three of you, separate videos of all three of you,
okay, or,
and the guest, just whoever's on the call. So that's just the way that works. And yeah, those are the logistics around
so
it.
So it's possible. Yeah.
So it is possible.
Yes.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. There is a chance.
That's all I need to know.
Because I'm feeling like the fans are going to clamor for this now. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to be the moment. I mean,
do not let us know in the comments if you don't want to see us on video, because our feelings will be hurt. And
this part, we don't care.
Yeah, exactly. This is our therapy, okay? We like listening to ourselves, so don't ruin it for us. Okay, producer Adam, should we get a sound effect button?
So
yes, this, just kidding. You don't have to answer that. No, that will also hurt our feelings.
The people need to know.
Can we? Maybe. I mean,
maybe
we can't overdo it, but I think that I think that it could work. With
what about a sensor button? Can you do that? That could be fun.
Well, I do that in.
I know what I mean, like that. Beep. No, I want the sound effect.
Oh.
Oh, to cut, block out yeah. our cursing.
Well, I do it manually. So there, I mean, I'll have to see. I don't know if, all right. I have to look into it as far as doing it in real time, but I could do it in post.
Helicopter right. sound effects when I do the traffic, stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Traffic and weather with Anthony yeah. on the
15s. On the 15s. All right. And then that's what we have planned. We plan to stick with telling the stories of the cool small businesses and the attractions and the people of this community. But we would love to hear from you, our loyal fans, what you want out of this podcast. Like, if there is someone super interesting you want us to cover, if there is a small business that deserves some recognition, we want to know. We would love to know. We're here for you. This is why we're doing this. So let us know. Leave a comment in the Instagram. Keep us in the loop as something awesome's happening and we need to know. So we would appreciate it.
And listen, if there is more drop-off during my section, I will make a video of me crying in a corner while Sarah McLachlan plays in the background with a phone number for you to call.
Anthony, yes. The numbers don't lie. I'm sorry.
The numbers don't lie. Yeah. I know poor Anthony. Every now and then we'll have a guest who is just feeling it. And we're like, Anthony, sorry, man. We got to cut you today.
I will make a sad, yes. teary-eyed face yeah. right into the camera, into your
like,
soul.
You know,
if you don't hear Anthony on a podcast, it's because we went too long. That's pretty much the only reason.
No. Yeah, that's
because then we don't get the eye roll from producer Adam. So,
in 26 episodes, here's a new co-host, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's a wrap. We talked about our whole year. I can't believe it's been 25 episodes. But again, we couldn't be here without all of our, first of all, our guests. All of them have been amazing. All 20, well, maybe 23. One of them maybe not so good, but, you know, I'm not going to say who that was. But no, all of
You'll
our guests.
You'll have to hassle producer Adam to tell yes. you what our least streamed episode
was. Zencastr.com.
But we want to thank all of our guests for their time and patience with us and just for being great guests. But also our listeners, all those of you who've hit the subscribe button, who have given us ratings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So thank you for all of that. We wouldn't be here without you. And just keep sharing. We appreciate it very much.
And a very special shout out to our producer, Adam, who has to deal with us. We like to think that we record clap, 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 clap. We record a perfect episode and never screw up. And it just goes straight from this 30-minute recording straight to the internet. But that is not always the case.
Incorrect.
So. Sometimes we swear, sometimes we don't know what we're talking about or whatever, and Adam has to go in and clear it all up. So Thank you, producer Adam.
Thank you,
Adam. Get more swearing into our podcast.
But yes.
Okay. Make him work a little harder.
Censor.
Yeah.
Beep. For supporting images and insights, be sure to follow This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. Until next time.
Happy anniversary.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.